Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In St. Lawrence's ministry to the poor throughout his area, he's known for one event in particular, which is what led to his martyrdom. The ruler of the area instructed him to bring him the treasures of the church. In response to that, they set a time and a place to meet up so for him to hand over the treasures. During that time, he gathered all the poor of the area and had them meet there, and then presented them to the ruler. "Here are the treasures of the church." This was, I guess, some tongue-in-cheek. The ruler certainly took it that way, led to his martyrdom, which he was burnt over a fire. But I don't think St. Lawrence was faking that. I think he truthfully meant it, that the poor are the treasures of the church. The poor are those who are loved by the Lord in a special, special way. Not only that, the poor are the ones that love the Lord in a special, special way. What pleases God more than anything is faith, hope, and charity. And the poor find themselves in a place where they are just prone to faith in God and to loving God. All of us are poor in every way, or at least some ways imaginable. But in our poverty, when we recognize just, "I completely need him," we recognize we need him. We recognize the need to just die to self and to trust in the Lord and hope and to give ourselves away in charity. On the cross, Christ made the ultimate act of faith, trust in his Father, of hope, trust in his resurrection from his death, and love, the gift of himself to the Father and for the life of the world. We are all called to enter into that poverty of faith, enter into the martyrdom of charity, trusting if we give ourselves away to the point of giving our lives and dying to self, we will experience resurrection. We will experience becoming saints. Let's ask St. Lawrence for the grace ourselves to die to ourselves, become poor, and to give our lives away. And this grace we ask for is not alone for the martyrs. It's not alone for the utterly impoverished. It is for every single person, because we're all called to poverty. We are all called to martyrdom. In a homily preaching on St. Lawrence, St. Augustine says, "I tell you again and again, my brethren, that in the Lord's garden are to be found not only the roses of his martyrs, and there also are the lilies of the virgins, the ivy of wedded couples, and the violets of widows. On no account may any class of people despair, thinking that God has not called them. Christ suffered for all." Christ has suffered for all. All of us, and all of us must suffer for Christ.